Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has warned Ireland will need a significant influx of construction workers in the coming years to address the housing shortage. In its most recent report published today, the budget watchdog says last year there were just over 63,500 workers engaged in the construction of buildings, compared to a peak of around 115,000 in 2007. With more on this, we're joined now by Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, Tom Parlin. And you're welcome, Tom, to the programme this evening. Why do you think we're experiencing this shortage of construction workers?
Well, I read the report actually, and you know, it is an academic report by economists. The actual figure for people employed in construction last year, the last quarter of 2022, was 171,000, which was an increase of 25,000 over 2019. Now, breaking them down into house building is, you know, slightly tricky, and I'm not sure where the IFAC report got that figure. But we have increased numbers in construction. Construction is growing. The value of construction last year, I think, was 38 billion. So, you know, labour shortages are just unfortunately a global phenomenon. I was at our European Construction Convention in Rome lately, and right across the board, and the European FIAC includes Ukraine and Israel. Mm. So that's a phenomenon. I know other sectors, hospitality only in the last week, complaining the difficulty that they have. So, but construction employment is growing, but the demand for construction activity is growing as well. We do need more houses, and we have a massive infrastructure deficit and a big infrastructure spend, and in particular foreign direct investment, be it data centres or pharma plants or whatever. Massive employment going on there, and even a big section now of our Irish construction industry working across Europe on building for the big FDI clients that have had a successful.
So I know you differ somewhat with with what IFAC is saying. I think they were working off CSO figures, which broke down construction workers into three different categories: construction of buildings,
well,
civil engineering.
Well, it's CSO figures that I'm quoting you now this minute. They're
I think they're both right. Is what I'm saying. We've taken a look at the figures, and they're both right. It just depends on what you look at. And the 63,500 figure that IFAC was quoting is workers engaged in the construction of buildings, as opposed to civil engineering or specialised construction activities. Regardless, really, do you think, in your view, there's a deficit or a want of construction workers in the country? Because we hear all the time that we can't get the workers.
There's no question about the labour market is exceptionally tight. And that's, you know, but I note that our house builders, which is a section of the CIF, they were before an Oireachtas committee last week. And they were quoting the concerns and the log jams that are happening in construction. And actually, the quote about the scarcity of zoned land, infrastructure, lack of planning permissions, and having a viable, affordable product that can be funded at the moment. So they didn't even mention the labour constraint. Now, labour is tight, there's no question about it. But it's not the reason that we're not building more houses. It's not the reason that we're not doing more infrastructure. There's lots of other log jams there, and certainly construction labour. We're working very positively with government, and we had a big delegation in from South Africa recently, and there will be a big labour hiring fair in Johannesburg coming up in July, where the big construction employers will be out there to engage people, and we see a lot of potential there.
Okay.
I think we had 40,000 work permits given last year. And obviously construction has shared those across with the tech industry and with other industries as well.
Okay, so that's some positive news there. What though about apprentices? Because I know there have been calls for government to end the exclusion of apprentices from minimum wage legislation to try and encourage more workers into the trade. So at the moment, if you begin in construction as an apprentice, you start off on €6.84 an hour.
Yeah, well, again, just the figures, the CSO figures on apprenticeships, there's been a 20% increase in apprenticeships from 2019 to 2022. So the figure is about 22,000 currently, and it's almost back to the highest level that we ever had in 2008. The issue about the start-off figure, the industry employers are quite happy to address that. And, you know, on the other hand, third-year apprentices get practically the full skilled rate. So we're quite
What's
happy
that?
To... well, it can be up to €24. So that's if you're, depending on what you're talking about. If you're talking about a plumber or an electrician, it's in that area. So we're quite happy to address that. But the unions just at the moment are reluctant to change the wage scale for apprentices. And obviously, we all of the moves we make in terms of employment and in terms of wages and so on are intensely negotiated with the unions.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you, Tom, is in your view, there is a labour shortage, but it's not the primary reason, or not even, you know, the top couple of primary reasons why we're in the situation that we are, where we're still in the middle of a serious housing crisis, and reports warning that current housing projections, even the ones that we're planning, won't deal with the level of housing need, rising costs still delaying projects. What, in your view, needs to be done to try and fix what's going on and future-proof us to some extent?
Yeah, the log jams that I refer to, zoned land is actually currently being de-zoned around the country. Madness. Officialdom just gone mad. It's contrary to government policy and so on. There's a major lack of infrastructure. Irish Water currently are spending about 1.2 to 1.5 billion a year on investment in water infrastructure. The head of Irish Water recently said he'd need about 50 billion to bring the standard of water infrastructure up to what is needed today. So how long is that going to take? Bord Pleanála, you know, has major problems with funding. Somebody lately was comparing it with the central bank. Bord Pleanála is a tiny organisation that has to deal with more and more complicated planning rules and rules coming in from Europe and so on. And now we have judicial review and we have the judiciary now involved in planning. And there's some judges in this country that now think they're planning experts. And that's crazy stuff altogether. So, like, if you go in for a planning permission for single house or for a scheme of houses, by the time it gets to Bord Pleanála, it could be at least 2 years. And then as soon as you get a notice, somebody, a small group, and somebody without any big skin in the game or any amount of money can look for a judicial review, and then it can take another 12 months. So when that sort of logjam is there, it's no wonder that we have a housing scarcity.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there, no doubt. We'll speak to you again. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Tom Parlin, Director General of the Construction Industry Federation.